This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 3-1. And that ball is hit high and deep into right field. Tucker going back. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it is gone. Nathaniel Lowe with a two-run home run. He puts Texas into double figures. It's 10-2.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Rally House in Mansfield, where the prevailing wisdom is everyone is pumped for opening day tomorrow, which is very exciting. So with
it's
that,
all Rangers right now, baby.
I love it. I love it. With that in mind, we're going to trot out our brand new segment, Basics Baseball Basics.
All right.
Now, I have a couple of questions, but we've already gotten several people texting in their own questions. I like this question because we said there is no question that is too dumb for us. From the 903, why are the parts of an inning called the top and the bottom?
I don't 100% know, but if you look at a scoreboard, the visiting team is on top, and the home team is on the bottom. So
I'm
assuming way back when you would say, well, this is the top of the inning. We're going to put the score on the top of the scoreboard for this team, and on the bottom of the chalkboard, we're going to put the score on the bottom. That's the best way I can understand. That's the best way I could possibly explain it.
Why do hitters choke up on the bat, particularly with two strikes?
For a little bit more bat control, I would say it's rarer, but I've noticed Wyatt Lankford does most of the time with two strikes, but the other day he didn't. So now I'm a little bit confused. I'm like, so did somebody tell you not to? Do you decide against certain pitchers you do, but against other pitchers you don't? So that's something to look for with Wyatt Lankford. A lot of guys, I'll say Brett Boone, who comes on, I don't know if he's coming on this year with Sean and RJ, but last year he'd come on with Sean and RJ. He was a guy who
would choke up. He was on this morning with Sean and RJ.
Okay, yep. So he would choke up. He would stand on top of the plate almost and then choke up with two strikes. So he definitely had a different approach, a different place he was standing, and would choke up on the bat. I think I say back in the old days, let's just say the 80s and 90s, you would see more guys possibly choke up with two strikes and before that. Now you don't see it as much because power means so much. You do at times maybe take away a little bit of power. In fact, when Evan Carter yesterday I showed you guys, he was not – he doesn't choke up on a bat. He just has a counterweight on the bottom of his bat. It's a one-ounce counterweight to give you a little bit flatter swing. I have no clue what he's going to use tomorrow in the game. But if he's not using that, only my opinion, I don't know this. I'm wondering if they want him to elevate the ball more on his swing, which would take a little bit of a flatter path away. I don't know this. I think he was just seeing what it would be like for the last two exhibition games to see if he'd want to switch during the season. But choking up on the bat is just a little bit more bat control. Sometimes I'll answer another question they're not even asking. Kind of playing pepper, and somebody's like, what the crap did you just say playing pepper?
Yes.
Pepper is a game that's rarely played anymore. If you went to Arlington Stadium, they would say no pepper on the field, and I was like, man, I love jalapenos. And what it meant was, this is what I was thinking.
I know.
But it's just a game where a guy tosses you the ball, and you usually choke up on the bat, and you try to hit a ground ball. If you hit the ball in the air and that person catches the ball, or the people, usually there's like a group of five guys, you lose the bat. The person who caught the ball now gets to hit.
Okay.
And their job is to, you can throw, you can't throw hard, and you got to throw something hittable. But if you get a swing and a miss, they're done with the bat too. So you're trying to control the ball to different guys and make sure you're hitting it on the ground playing pepper. So at times, choking up on the bat is more a little bit of a pepper at bat.
If take this pen, Kevin, I know you write funny. But if I'm going to write, if I'm going to write from here, I don't have the same control as if I shorten it and I write from the tip.
Yeah.
So I mean, very similar to just having more control over it.
Ask Corey the questions. He's better at this than
I am. That was a good analogy, right?
I played baseball.
You're better. Mm-hmm. He used a pen and just showed you, and all I did was talk.
From the 406.
Pepper's a great – that was a great use of that, though.
From the 406, you guys have had Jamie Moyer on the show. He threw slow. Greg Maddux, he said that he threw slower when he was in a jam. Why is MLB obsessed with the speed gun, or is it just harder than it seems to make a career on control and change of pace?
Great question. One, there's not a perfect answer to this. But you can usually, not always, you can usually make more mistakes with your location the harder you throw. The harder you throw, at times, you don't have to have as good of off-speed stuff. Now, that's a very general way of talking. You can look at whoever it is. Aroldis Chapman throws 102 at times from the left side. If he got in bad counts and he threw the ball down the middle, it didn't matter that he threw the ball 103 miles an hour or whatever, you know, obviously up to 106 when he was with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So it's a great question, but they just feel like the harder you throw, the harder it is to hit. I will say this. I think Dane Dunning, one of the reasons that he does so well in today's game is he's rare. Who is the Dane Dunning? I'd have to go through all the teams in our own division. Who has a starting pitcher who throws 90 miles an hour, sinks it, now is going to try to fork it a little bit, and then slide it? So if I look at him, I go, wow, he's rare. Me personally, I like having variance in my rotation. I don't want them to see the same guy, different number.
Yeah.
So what is same guy, different number? Well, that means if that dude's 6'5", throwing 98, four seamers, and then a slider and a changeup, and then my next guy coming in the next day is 6'4", right-handed, throwing mid to high 90s with a slider and a split finger, well, maybe it's a little bit different because it's a split, but I'm pretty much seeing the same guy, different number.
And you might have the tempo down already.
Right.
The pace,
so the more you see the same speed, the easier it gets.
From the 817, do players get paid weekly, bi-weekly, once a month? Do they get paid for spring training? That is a very interesting question.
Spring training is weekly. It's a small amount of money for major leaguers. During the season, you get paid on the 1st and 15th.
Just like a lot of other jobs.
But it's for 6 months. If you have a long-term contract, you can negotiate a yearly salary, which obviously, like, easy math, if I make $12 million a year, that's $1 million a paycheck.
Right.
I'm getting 12 paychecks during the season for 6 months. So, obviously, there's a lot of taxes and everything. The government likes their money a lot.
They really do. I've been told in the future, not anymore, though. We'll get more of that money back. That's
good.
What I'm being told.
Oh,
but
neat.
But you can ask if you'd want to cut it to $500,000 and get it paid over a year, which obviously a team wants that. The longer they keep the money,
yeah,
the more money they can make off of that money.
And that's what Jess would do as a teacher, too. Is
just to make sure there was money coming in. Because if you think about it, I'm trying to take a guy, Jordan Montgomery, for example. He might have been, I guess he wasn't nervous. He did get $25 million. He set up for life with just this one contract. But you do go, if you don't make the playoffs, October through March, making $0.
But can you... This is a very tough part of it. Can you explain the per diem?
Per diem has changed a lot lately.
Per diem would be amazing. Like the MLB per diem, it would be like life changing.
It used to be, I will say, anywhere from about $75 to $100 a day on the road you got for per diem. That being said, you used to have to pay the clubby $50 a day because they are cleaning your shoes, cleaning, obviously, your laundry, making sure everything is nice, making sure that you have food before the game, food after the game, food during the game, all the snacks that you'd want. So you're paying a majority of your per diem to the clubby. But that has changed. And not 2022, but the one before that, the collective bargaining agreement, they changed it to where you get a small amount of per diem, but you also are not paying clubhouse dues the clubby, I think, now makes just a yearly salary from the team.
Okay, all right, that's nice.
They used to make a salary, too, don't get me wrong.
But it's a better salary.
But the kids now.
The MLB players fought for the clubbies, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, but, well, they wanted it the same way. I think they felt like they – I think it – I don't know.
Okay.
I'll say I don't know, but that would be – I'd have to ask a current player. Max Scherzer would answer that in a hurry because he's been a player rep forever.
Okay.
This one comes with the opinion built in from the 214. Can you explain why idiots boo the out-of-town pitcher for throwing over to first base?
No, I think it's just people don't know.
Well, because you want your guy to steal the base too, right?
Yeah, and I guess they feel like you're wasting time.
You're wasting
time,
my time right now. He's stalling. He's stalling. In the movie For Love of the Game, he does throw over to first, and then everybody's like, boo. And he's like, look, I'm stalling. Everybody knows I'm stalling. Everybody here knows what I'm doing right
now. I have
now.
Another one off of this. I'm going to make sure that I'm on Zoom right now. If you're on Twitch or YouTube, congratulations. If you're not, I don't know what you're doing. Probably driving or something. But people boo when – people don't boo. They yell balk when a guy – does a move to second base and doesn't throw it. You don't have to throw it to second base.
Or third.
But you have an inside move and a spin move. So real quick, what is an inside move? An inside move is I'm going to stay inside my body here. I am going to lift my leg. I know that didn't sound right, but I'm going to lift my leg, and then I'm going to turn this way. I'm staying inside. A spin move is when I turn my feet and go this way. So you work on inside moves and spin moves. Obviously, you have to –
So a spin move is kind of like a travel, it sounds like a little
bit. A spin move is a quick, not in the NBA today. Hell, they'll give you three more steps after you just do those two.
I saw Luka take like seven steps recently.
But the only thing you can't do is I can lift my leg. I can't hold. People will be like, why wouldn't you? This would be smart, right? Why wouldn't you lift your leg, look at the runner, and just hold there and be like, okay, he's not going, and now go. Because I'm in a good balance position. I can push really hard and throw the ball hard. You have to have a consistent movement when you lift your leg. I can't lift my leg and then hold and then go with a runner on base. I can do it with nobody on base, but I can't do it like you'll see Nasty Nestor Cortez for the Yankees do all kinds of crazy stuff. He can't do that crazy stuff with a runner on base because you have to have a consistent movement or it's a balk.
From the 806, because you've talked about this part before, but I think a lot of people will find it illuminating. Do you have an unlimited supply of equipment? Do you get fined if you lose, like, batting gloves or cleats or whatever?
You have contracts with – I had a Rawlings contract and a Reebok contract. So you go through your agent. I mean, I also knew my rep. The rep with Rawlings was my dad's roommate in Venezuela.
Oh, neat.
So, like, I'm forgetting his name right now. Great guy. He lives out in L.A., and he still works for Rawlings to this day. But what you do is you call up your agent – I was talking to Kirby Yates in the clubhouse on Monday, and he has a red glove, a blue glove, and I think a black glove. So he has three gloves in his locker, and he's like, I was like, is it like luck, like when one goes bad? And he's like, I got him for like color coding. So when they wear blue, he wants to wear a blue glove. If they wear the red hat, he wants to wear the red glove. But he's like, the blue glove isn't broken in where I want it to yet.
Gotcha.
So what you do is you just call up your guys, and then same with bats. You call up your either
belts.
That's new
because Evaldi had a different belt than everybody else.
It used to be everybody had to wear the same color belt that was team issued.
And Wash used to wear like a leather black belt. He was just like, yep,
and
like a dress belt.
It used to be this when you make the major leagues, you could wear a leather belt. In the minor leagues, you had to wear the elastic belt whatever they call it, you know. And you're just like, I can't wait to get to the majors.
Essentially the child belt is what they're saying.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get to the majors and get
the real leather belt.
But now you can wear a different color belt. It doesn't have to match the team colors or anything. You just wear whatever you want. So people do have custom belts now.